The farming season is approaching, and that means you'll find more locally grown produce in the area. Some people buy their produce for the season before it's even planted. Everyone goes grocery shopping. Some do it every other week. Some do it every week or more. You run out of things or they go bad before you get to use them. And the more you eat, the more you buy. There's a program that started in the 80s that can help fill that constant demand of grocery shopping. It's called Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA. It works kind of like a magazine subscription, except you're paying a farmer instead of a publisher.
So the CSA model is based on this idea of a shared risk, where farmers and consumers are sharing in kind of the uncertainty of farming, especially here in southern Illinois, where the weather can be really unpredictable.
Rihanna Putnam is the Farmers Market Program Manager with Foodworks. They're a nonprofit organization dedicated to developing the regional food economy in southern Illinois. She says the CSA model is a great way to purchase some of the freshest produce in the area.
It's a form of subscription agriculture where you can buy a share in a farm at the beginning of the season, and then you receive an amount of produce every week throughout the season.
Just like at the farmers market, there's more than just fruits and vegetables.
So the CSA option was always really appealing to us. And then that's why we have started our own pastured meat CSA.
Andrew Banks owns Five Hen Farm in Buncombe with Sarah Newman. They started out with five chickens that were a gift in 2011.
And that Christmas, her father built us a chicken coop and presented us with five hens. And that's where we get the name of our farm from.
Today, they have over 100 hens. Their CSA includes chicken, eggs, and beginning this year, pork.
And last year, we kind of dove in and raised four hogs on pasture.
The addition of adding hogs to the farm added sausage, pork chops, and many other pork products to their CSA. And people who buy the CSAs give these farmers a head start on the season.
And this helps our farmers a lot. It gives them an influx of cash at the beginning of the season when most of their expenses are coming in.
It's going to pay for the chicks. It's going to pay for the feed pay for some of the labor and stuff to start the season with. And so it gives us cash up front when, you know, frankly, we're a little low on cash because we've gone through winter and not had as many sales.
Putnam says paying up front helps the farmers all season and gives them a better idea of what to produce.
So by having a CSA where it's a consistent customer base, farmers can plan better. There's less food waste, and it's just more financially secure for the farmers.
And also allows farmers like Banks to concentrate more on his farm than trying to sell his products.
It simplifies things a little bit on our end. Logistically, if we can do the majority of our sales through a CSA on farm, it means less time on the road traveling, less time spent at farmers markets, you know, more time spent on farm doing stuff, taking care of stuff.
Putnam wants to remind people that it's a shared risk that can also pay off by the end of the season.
Or there might be a week or two where you only have one or two items because it's early in the season, and then towards the end of the season you might have these huge hulking boxes that have winter squash and all these other storage things.
The CSA commitments also motivates the next generation of farmers like Banks to keep raising chickens and hogs and continue to do so for seasons to come.
It encourages me at least to know that people care, that they're interested in what we're producing here. Because just starting out right now, it's, you know, it's kind of famine, not so much feast for us, but so it's encouraging.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.